To run a full marathon, you have to run slower to go longer. For someone with autism to train for a marathon, sometimes the instructions that you give has to be broken down into many, 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 many steps. There can be days where Lucas was running together with 4 or 5 other coaches at one go.
When Lucas was 3 years old, he would often play on his own and don't call for attention.
Wow.
We found out that he has autism.
Papa, don't tickle you. Papa just want to cut your nail.
讲什么他听什么的，觉得我觉得很乖。妈妈，我去玩。Hey Lucas, don't change your YouTube channel five. Today is Saturday.
What the hell is this thing? What the hell is this in channel?
Tomorrow, Lucas, finish the run, then you go for breakfast. After the breakfast, you want to collect seashells, maybe you collect half an hour.
Yes.
Okay, try not. After the run or before the run?
After the run.
Can you collect seashells during the run?
Yes.
No.
Lucas start to express his like and his dislike much later compared to his peers of the same age. He went through different phases. So he start off with food, and then he moved on to wanting to go for programs. Currently, he has this desire to want to collect souvenir. He himself go to Chinatown and buy the Merlion souvenir.
他上网去查很多东西的，哪里有演唱会，哪里有灯光，哪里有节目，我们都不知道。他对这些就是很懂。
Focus, Lucas.
It's dragons.
Lucas is writing down a set of instructions that we want to remind him about tomorrow's race, so hopefully he will not get distracted during the race.
Come on, Vietnam.
Every night he will write a list of things that he needs to follow, like rules at the workplace. As he writes, he can remember all these good practices. And we are expanding to running.
Okay, good night, Lucas.
When he was 13, there was a teacher from the special school who thought that jogging would make him more focused. So the teacher brought him to Bishan Stadium. There was this coach that was leading some special needs children doing the run. This coach saw Lucas and suggested that Lucas could join them for training.
刚开始是好像他多一点业余爱好啊，又能锻炼身体，又可以接触多一些朋友，不错哦，他还蛮喜欢。每次我们问他要不要去跑步啊，他都会 yes yes， 他从那边被特别奥林匹克邀请进去团队里面。
Lucas was selected to go for a national game. We got a gold and we got a silver for 800 and 1,005 meter. So we identified his strength in long distance run. He can cover a 10 kilometer within less than an hour.
So slowly we start to try the half marathons.
And you see, when you look at it, hi, good morning, Yai.
Good morning, Lucas. How are you feeling?
How are you feeling, Lucas?
For Lucas, he can only use simple term. Good, I like it. That's about all. But the things that he enjoys doing, he will keep doing it.
Lucas has a lot of running potential. He is quite a consistent runner and he's also quite competitive. What I usually notice is that he would have the excitement to get to where his family is. It's not like a regular runner where you cross the finishing line and you just want to collapse.
Again.
Welcome back, runners. I see our 21 kilometer.
He's someone that presents with sensitivity to noise. So then you can see that he usually covers his ears when he's stressed by the noise around him.
但是这么多年呢，我看他还OK。 一路以来，我们都是锻炼他，让他出去。你不能因为怕，就说不让他出去，那不可以啊，还是要让他去走出去啊，让他过比较正常的生活。
These are all the medals that Lucas has been collecting over the years. So there are the Straits Time Run, and then the Stan Chart 10 kilometer runs, Sundown, even the Great Green Run, and then here are the half marathons run.
How many half marathons have you ran?
Six. That's Standard Charter, SCGR, Pin Average, Chico Run, Halong Bay, Try Better.
2023, they went for the Halong Bay Half Marathon. That was a achievement because
that was the year that he broke his sub 2 half marathon timing. We realized that this is about time. We can explore something that's more challenging for him. We decided to go for the full marathon.
I need to type in here.
Preparing for full marathon is a lot tougher. Almost like every week, he's already running a half marathon.
He's a very focused person. He wants to work towards a certain goal. As the distance picks up during training, he understands how tough it is. Slowly then, that's how he got to understand what a 42 kilometer means. As much as we can have a training plan, things may not go according to plan.
Ching, you want flower?
No.
No.
No?
So you don't want, you can give the coaches, Lucas.
Take one. Thank you, Lucas.
There were a few incidences that came to our surprise. For instance, during a race, he ran off course to the beach at East Coast. He pulled out a plastic bag out of his shorts and he started to pick up the seashells and place in this plastic bag. His parents didn't even know that he actually placed a plastic bag in his shorts. You can start to comprehend how Lucas can be intelligent as well.
有一次是跑去荷兰村，我们不懂，他跑去荷兰村做什么？第二次跑去的时候，我们就有问他嘛，连你去荷兰村去哪里？连他讲越南的大使馆。23年去了越南回来哈，看电视也是看介绍越南的东西啊，连他就会去到越南大使馆。他会对他自己要的东西哈，我觉得他很聪明，他只是不善于沟通。
Someone with ID may have body of an adult, but how their mind is thinking, it could be someone of a teenager. That is where Lucas is right now. He would do certain things without letting you know because he is right now trying to be a grown person, trying to do things his way rather than a lot of times in his life, in his work, he just needs to follow instructions and do his job. As a teenager, he could be exploring what choices could look like and what freedom could look like.
By the time when they reached Taiwan, they could only train up to about 33 kilometers. We are kind of worried whether can he complete the full marathon or not.
We have prepped him enough to run a full marathon, but there were a lot of challenges. traveling abroad already, that's one big thing for a lot of people with autism. A lot of new things that he's going to see for the first time. A lot of sensory inputs that could trigger him. So even when going to the race, he may be quite distracted. When we ran the first 10, we actually saw Lucas running pretty fast. I think because of his excitement, but we constantly remind him that, you know, this is going to be a full marathon, this is not a half marathon. As the sun rise, when we hit the half marathon mark, the heat started to take a toll on some of us. So even for Lucas, when he sees the water station, he may slow down a little bit earlier, and that actually gives you an indication that he's getting a little bit more tired. That's where everyone just zone in. All of us just focus on doing it together and just supporting each other's needs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the time he crosses the 30-kilometer mark, we're quite worried. We start checking the amount of time that they take to finish per kilometer, their pacing.
Marathon, that's a huge feat. My first marathon was 6.5 hours.
As we were walking back to the tent, the organizer came to us and looked for Lucas Tan. Lucas came in first for his gender and age category.
For Lucas, except做工就是跑步.
He has this tendency of planning forward, and he's not satisfied with just saying going to Chiang Mai for 2025. He starts telling us he wants to go to Hong Kong in 2026, or even suggests to go to India. We have to calm him down and say, let's wait for the coach to plan.